Well, better take hold of it or just tell them with the water dam report. To hell with them. You all name the commission, and if you can't control it, then can't get them to...
Yeah, I never met with the commission until last week. I think we can.
I just get busy on them. They want any weight with me. They no use to recommend anything like that to me, I'll tell you that.
Have you
sat down and talked to Saunders about your position on this and why?
I talked to him a great thing.
And what does he say?
He can't answer several things.
Does he feel, though, that the government, his government, is not being fair to him?
I do not believe so in my heart, no. He tends to say that. He apparently said that very strongly to Joe Colapanto. But now, Marvin called me and, see, I got down here sometime. Anyway, he called about 5:45, yeah. Ed Saunders had sent a fellow by and he told him the justice started opposing the Norfolk and Western the day that they hired Lloyd Cook. They'd been for the merger up to then, they'd been for the circuit court, never been the circuit court. When they hired Lloyd Cutler, who had been a former law partner of Don Turner, we turned around and said that is absolutely not true, there's no truth to it. That thing bigger since 4 years before Lloyd Cook got his case. That's part of our problem.
Well, I have no confidence whatever in Turner. You can just put that down, period, now. And I think that the most delicate way, the most definite way you can do is to find a good assistant attorney general that we think will be honest and able. And when we move, decide what we ought to do. I think we've got to bring our own people in here. I'm not going to base my reputation and my administration and my future on his judgment. I think he demonstrated that when he took the tour out to St. Louis.
Well, I'm sorry about that. I recommended it to you.
I know it. I know it. We got a lot of them over there, though, that we've recommended that I don't think have been as eager to protect my problems and my rights and my obligations as I would want them to be and as I think they ought to be. And I just hear these things. I've had three cases. One that you know well about that's pretty well involved now in what I consider one of the most disgraceful chapters in American history. And the second one I told you about last April. And now this is the third. Now, that damn few cases for the president that's supposed to be head of the government to have in 3 years' time. But in all three of them, I get it to after the fact instead of before. And I think I've just got to be told if these major things are going to happen like this, because I don't think anybody can survive what I have to carry, and I think that's pretty evident. Some of these rulers. I don't know how much public support Mr. Turner's got. I don't know how many men he had in there pulling those levers in November, but I just got a shock. About 47 congressmen not back there, and most of them are not because of this damn fool Black Turner. And I know that much. I don't have to be a Philadelphia lawyer. Understand that. So I guess we can't settle it tonight. You've got to go into it Friday. You know how I feel about it, and I know how you feel about it, but I think that you ought to some way put in your brief, if you've got to file a brief at all, these facts, and let the sunlight come in, let the public see it, let everybody else see it, that you did tell a citizen that if he wanted the interstate, he'd want it. And he won it, and then two attorney generals told him that, but didn't amount to a goddamn thing. It's just like a Mexican certified check. bank draft. Letter of credit.
I'll work it over tomorrow and see what we can do. I really, that would be so extraneous. I think we can get it out some way. I don't see how we can get it out fully in this, about just raising the big question in the court's mind as to, you know, what happened, why did everybody do it, what they all mean.
I wouldn't mind raising it. The more questions you raise in the court's mind, the better suits me. I don't want to take this rap. I don't want to have all of every side think it's always me that's wrong. I know all these people are going to think that I'm the guy that doubled them. And that's the way the ball always bounces. And a damn human going to be for me for what I'm doing. But every one of these people had had the assurance and thought that they had the thing worked out. And we had told they did have it worked out. They're going to say, well, you double-crossing son of a bitch. I have a right to. I feel I am myself. If Bobby Kennedy's letter, Nick Katzenbach's letter, and my general attitude, that man had treated me that way, I had to think I had a right to expect something out of it. Think it over and let's talk again tomorrow.